So if I told you guys what happened here recently when I was playing Madden.
You have not.
Okay. So let me give you a little bit of a backstory. I used to play Madden a lot in middle school. I probably stopped like 4 years ago. And I was really into Ultimate Team. Y'all remember that? Ultimate Team?
Ultimate Team, yeah.
You could build your own team, put whatever players you want on there if you had enough currency. So you could use these websites to get Madden currency and transport it into the game mode. And I used to do this from time to time, but I haven't in a very long time. And I was at a friend's house 2-3 months ago maybe, and he asked me if I wanted to play Madden. And I agreed. I said yeah. And within like 3 minutes of him asking me, I got a text from a coin website from a dude who was promoting some new limited edition thing, whatever, from a coin website within 3 minutes. I had not received a text from a coin website until this day. Like, there was like a 4 year period where I did not play Madden, I did not use any of these websites, and I had not been contacted about buying more coins.
And you don't think that's coincidence at all, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No way.
And like when that happened, like what were you thinking? Like what was going on through your head?
I wasn't scared or anything, but it's kind of shocking that my conversation, word for word, is being listened to. And I know this is innocent, you know, just pushing Madden coins on me, that's not a big deal. But if that conversation was being listened to, and I like, what else is being listened to? Whoever this is, whatever it is, they must know a lot more than when I'm playing Madden. You know, that's kind of discomforting.
You know, and I truthfully, I agree with you. I think that's kind of like upsetting, just to know that somebody is listening to your conversation in the privacy of your home. And it's similar to the scene in Hamlet where Polonius says, "Behind the arras, I'll convey myself." It's similar because Hamlet is in the room with his mom, talking to her, and like they're in the privacy of their own home, and somebody is physically there spying on them. And I feel like just the fact that while you're in your own home, somebody can listen to you, I think that's kind of scary. And
yeah, it's even more scary because they don't have to be in the same room.
Well, it's a big difference from how surveillance is conducted now, because it's on a much more global scale than it used to be.
Yeah.
And you can see in Hamlet how it's like there's really consequences for the surveillance that takes place. But nowadays, it's really hard to get repercussions for those who survey others, and there's not as much as a downside for surveying people.
Yeah.
So it's just the upside of the advertisement, and they don't care that they're taking your information and distributing it out to all these companies. My name is Scott Freeman. I'm here interviewing my dad, who is... Say your name.
West Freeman.
Okay, and he is a employee at... Okay, so let's just jump into it, I guess. How is the average person's view on privacy changed since you were a kid?
The average person's view? The average person's view thinks that there is no privacy.
And how has that changed since, like, what did people think about their privacy during your teens?
I guess we all thought it was a given.
And what do you think about, like, the Amazon Echo and the Apple Home systems or the Google Play systems listening in? Like, do you think they're sending conversation data to advertisers?
They're probably not sending it to the advertiser. They're definitely going through it. And what I mean by that is that they're analyzing that data for keywords. So, you know, hey, S lady, turn on the lights. Or, you know, hey, A lady, you know, turn off the lights.
Right.
You know, I don't have any of those in the home. And my Apple Home Pod is actually unplugged.
Right.
So it's not even plugged in and being used, and I don't have an Alexa or a Google Home or any of those others. People are giving up their freedom on for convenience is one way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
They may not even know that they're giving up their freedom is another way to think about that.
Yeah, or that does seem to be a
freedom slash
problem.
Privacy.
That
so
does seem to
you may not even realize they have freedom slash privacy, and they're just giving it up by buying this device that allows them to control their lights or their thermostat.
Right. So maybe it's just an issue of making people more aware about that problem.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Some people more aware, other people don't care.
So we are here talking with
Robert O'Brien,
who is the
Director of Computer Services, Country Day School.
Awesome. Okay. You want to go with the questions?
Yeah, okay. So how is it that you felt like people's view on privacy as a whole has changed since you were our age? Like, do you feel that people... Well, I don't want to bait you into answering the question.
Privacy wasn't an issue when I was growing up simply because there weren't 100 ways to get caught. Either your parents saw you or or their friends saw you. Nowadays, it's not the case. There's just so many ways to get caught.
So do you think that you valued your privacy less when you were a kid as you do now? Or do you think
that... Not a real question in the fact that it was not even a thought.
So it wasn't something that you even had to...
You didn't
really
care about it.
Like,
you just kind of did whatever you wanted.
No, I mean, my parents said, you know, like, you can go here or you can't go here. Mm-hmm. And I guess fortunately or unfortunately, I was a rule follower. So my parents didn't have that. My brother, on the other hand, was not a rule follower. So I kind of learned from his mistakes on how far you could go.
Gotcha.
So,
How do you feel about the surveillance of people in terms of like ad tracking online and finding out people's interests and things to give them targeted ads?
As long as there's a free internet, mm-hmm. I think that we all have to put up with a certain amount of loss of freedom and loss of control. On the other hand, I think that our job is to control how much is out there, clearing the browsers, clearing cache, changing browsers, using the privacy modes, things like that, so that third party, and I don't have a problem with the primary destination, but a third party who's just doing ad tracking doesn't know everything about me, I think is our most important thing.
So you're okay with the cost of free being there, but do you think it's important to educate people on that? And,
absolutely.
And let them know that it's a thing that's going on?
Absolutely.
Do you think that as it's progressing now, that the surveillance that's happening online is something that can't be limited or stopped, or is it just gonna snowball into eternity where it's just gonna keep growing and growing?
It'll just keep growing and growing. I don't see an end to it, again, because so many people want free.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't see that there's a way out of the possibility of somebody tracking you.
Yeah.
As long as it's free, somebody wrote it for cost. So inevitably, the cost is your security.
So from what Bob O'Brien and your dad said, it kind of sounded like data surveillance is totally inevitable, but you can take certain precautions to limiting the amount of surveillance you're under. Right, but it seems like there are certain people who just won't take those precautions because they're fine with getting those services for free, and at the end of the day, not everyone's going to care about their privacy, even if maybe they should.
True, because when people have been using these apps and programs for so long, for you to say, oh, the only way you can hide where you are every day or not have your conversations listened to, you can't do these things. A lot of people will not be willing to give up the things that they've been doing for so long.
Right.
See, but that's the thing, though. I think the people that are 100% aware of what's going on and don't care, like, even a little bit, like, they're doomed to fail. Like, if you acknowledge it, there's always something you can do. But if you just, if you know that someone's listening to you and do absolutely nothing about it, in the end, you're going to lose. Like, something will happen.
People don't realize what they're giving away.